Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the October 5th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. It's good to be back behind my trusty Voice of America microphone after a bit of a break. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Jason Patinkin and Prince Nesta, who hosted the show the past 2 weeks. And let's give another Sunny Side of Sports salute to Shura Kitata of Ethiopia and Bridget Koskei of Kenya, who won the men's and women's titles Sunday at the London Marathon. The apparently invincible Eliud Kipchoge suffered his first marathon defeat in 7 years as the Olympic champion and world record holder finished in eighth place. The energetic Andy Edwards spent a rainy Sunday morning in London watching the action.
There is plenty of evidence to say that this is not necessarily the end of Eliud Kipchoge's dominance of the marathon. However, his rivals are going to view him from a different perspective after Sunday's defeat. All credit to the Ethiopian Shura Kitata, an experienced performer, for seizing his chance and displaying his finishing speed to beat the Kenyan Vincent Chepchumba in the home straight. But the headline story was Kipchoge trailing home in eighth place in what was, for him, the modest time of 2:06:49, his first marathon loss since Berlin 7 years ago at the hands of Kenenisa Bekele. Eliud Kipchoge had no complaints about his preparation, despite the restrictions imposed by the pandemic, but he did talk of how a blocked ear affected him late in the race, and then came cramp in the legs.
I'm truly disappointed because I always wanted to win. I always want to win to show people that you can always win if you focus yourself and always get good results. But I'm sorry for this. All in all, that's how sport is. I'm going back to the drawing board, but hopefully I'll come next year in London or to the Olympic Games. I know it's not the end of the world.
The leading Kenyan turned out to be not the Olympic champion and world record holder, but Vincent Kipchumba, an experienced and high-quality athlete, certainly. He lost a home straight sprint to the Ethiopian Shura Kitata, who won in 2:05:41, his first major marathon win. Kipchumba's plan was realized, but with a big surprise as a bonus.
I had a plan of to run the last maybe 1 kilometer, to run maybe to break that group. I responded early, the way I was not imagined to kick that early, so that to finish at the first place. I was not expecting to be maybe in that position or to run a second place, because we had a champion and a legend, Eliud Kipchoge, but I'm very happy.
Third place went to the Ethiopian Cisse Lema, only 4 seconds behind the top two. Now, for anyone spending any time running or walking outside in London on this Sunday morning, it did feel hard in the wind and rain. Not extreme, but it was enough to tax athletes in prime condition.
Today weather, the wind and the rain is very difficult for all of the the athletes, because no good for athletes. The rain, it's water on the way.
As for the women's race, the world record holder Bridget Koskei looked assured in retaining her London title, breaking away from the world champion and fellow Kenyan Ruth Chepngetich at 30 kilometres, and that's often a key point in marathon racing. Koskei won in 2:18:58, over 4 minutes outside her astonishing world record in Chicago last October, but this was no day for record breaking.
Due to corona, we have not prepared well, and then weather affects us. There is some wind and there is rain all the way, so it makes us our muscles to be compact, so no body becoming warm, so it's difficult for us to to finish. And then I try my best up to I finish good.
It's been 14 years since an American woman has stood on the podium of the London Marathon, and there would have been few who predicted that Sarah Hall would break the African dominance this year. But here she was, running a personal best of 2 hours 22.01 and overtaking the world champion Chepngetich in the home straight, having made up a 40-second deficit with just over 2 kilometres left. As Sarah Hall reflected, it was redemption after failing to make the US Olympic marathon team.
I was fighting that whole way, just catching people and seeing the world champion there in the last lap. That definitely motivated me to give it my all, and I'm still kind of in shock, to be honest.
As for Chepngetich, she finished third in 2:22.05 and felt she couldn't have done any more on the day given the conditions.
Because of the weather, this weather of raining, it was tough for me personally. Yeah, it was tough.
Talk of where Eliud Kipchoge goes from this first marathon defeat in 7 years will continue, of course. He talked about going back to the drawing board, and to be realistic, any great champion, and Eliud certainly is one, can have an off day. For the past 6 years, he has been the boss of the men's marathon, psychologically dictating simply by his presence. Will that continue? Well, only his next marathon performance can provide the answer. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Andy Edwards in London.
Thanks, Andy. Prince Nesta joins us now with a look at some of the weekend European club football highlights. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny, and welcome back. French footballer of DR Congolese descent Tanguy Dembélé, Son Heung-min, Harry Kane and Serge Aurier all recorded their names on the scoresheet to send Tottenham Hotspur to a historic 6-1 trouncing of Manchester United. The Red Devils were previously hammered 6-1 at home by local rivals Manchester City in October 2011, while they have also been beaten 5-0 away by Chelsea and Newcastle in the Premier League era, with those defeats also coming in the month of October. English footballer of Nigerian descent Bukayo Saka and Ivorian speedster Nicolas Pepe scored within 3 minutes of each other to give Arsenal a 2-1 win against Sheffield United, while Manchester City and Leeds United shared the points in an entertaining 1-1 draw at a rain-drenched Elland Road. Premier League champion Liverpool were also humiliated 7-2 by Aston Villa to end its perfect start to the title defence on Sunday. Egyptian playmaker Mo Salah was the scorer of Liverpool's 2 consolation goals, while Ollie Watkins scored a hat-trick and Jack Grealish scored twice, as Villa ensured the Reds became the first reigning Premier League champions to concede 7 in a game since 1953. The Reds were without Senegalese danger man Sadio Mane, who is self-isolating after testing positive for COVID-19. Mane was the second Liverpool player last week to return a positive test after new signing Thiago Alcantara. The 28-year-old Senegal international scored 18 Premier League goals last season and was instrumental in helping the Reds win their first league title in 30 years. He has also been nominated for the Premier League September Player of the Month award, having scored 3 goals in 3 Liverpool victories. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Brazilian football star Neymar scored twice as Paris Saint-Germain thrashed Angers 6-1 to move within 2 points of French league leaders Rennes. The 28-year-old forward struck either side of halftime for the 3-time defending champions after Alessandro Florenzi had given them an early lead. Ivorian defender Ismail Traoré replied for the visitors before Julian Draxler made it 4-1. Late goals by Senegalese midfielder Idrissa Gueye and French star of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe secured PSG's 4th straight win after losing their first 2 games of the season. Rennes clung on to top spot in the table after scrambling to a 2-2 home draw with Reims. Reims captain Younis Abdelhamid headed in a corner in the 11th minute to give the visitors a surprise lead, but goals from Rafinha and Damien da Silva ensured Rennes led at the break. However, French footballer of Senegalese descent Boulaye Dia leveled in the 66th minute to secure an unlikely point for Reims. In other matches, Marseille and Lyon also continued their shaky starts to the season on Sunday, with a 1-1 draw that leaves both sides languishing in mid-table, while Lille secured a comfortable 3-0 win at Strasbourg, thanks to goal by Zeki Celik, Renato Sanchez and Burak Yılmaz. Moving on to Spain, reigning champions Real Madrid continued their unbeaten start in La Liga, as goals from Vinicius Junior and French striker of Algerian descent Karim Benzema ensured they cruised to a 2-0 victory against Levante. The win puts the Los Blancos on top of the table with 10 points after 4 games played. Barcelona and Sevilla played out a hard-fought 1-1 draw at Camp Nou on Sunday, with Dutch footballer Luke de Jong striking for Sevilla ahead of Felipe Coutinho's equalizer for Barcelona. Atletico Madrid also had to settle for a second successive 0-0 draw in La Liga as they were held at home by Villarreal. Meanwhile, Polish goal-scoring machine Robert Lewandowski scored 4 goals, including a dramatic 93rd-minute winner from the penalty spot as defending champions Bayern Munich edged Hertha Berlin 4-3 in a thrilling Bundesliga match. The victory got Bayern back to winning ways after their record 23-match winning streak was ended by a 4-1 defeat at Hoffenheim last Sunday. Borussia Dortmund also got back to winning ways as they defeated Freiburg 4-0 at home, thanks to yet another brace from Erling Haaland. The win, witnessed by 11,500 spectators, ends a 2-game losing streak for Dortmund and sees them leapfrog Freiburg, moving 5th in the table. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nesta in Eugene, Oregon.
Sporty greetings. This is Sunday Dare, Minister of Youth and Sports Development, Nigeria. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Now let's go to Nigeria, where the Ministry of Youth and Sports has relaunched the National Principals Cup. The competition was stopped about 30 years ago. It was used to organize secondary school sports competitions and help develop future talent. A couple of notable sports figures who were discovered through the Principal's Cup are two-time Olympic bronze medalist Mary Onyali and the late Stephen Keshi, who played for and coached the national football team, the Super Eagles. To find out more about the revival of the Principal's Cup, Iron Mike Mbonye called Abuja, where he reached the director, grassroots sports development in the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Dr. Are Ademola.
The launching of the Principal's Cup is coming up at a very good time in the history of sports development in the country. Nigerians will remember the joy and happiness we had in the 60s, 70s, and probably early 80s when the Principal's Cup was very prominent, especially in Lagos State. And the Principal's Cup has given us so many notable players that Nigeria is very proud of today. So it is a very good thing that the Honorable Minister Sunday Dare is reviving this program, because this is the stage we can catch these footballers at very younger age. And another thing he's doing is bringing in some other sports to go along with football. It is no longer football alone for the Principal's Cup. We are having sports like boxing, athletics, table tennis, badminton, and lawn tennis. So all these ones will now be together. We'll give more opportunities to more children to take part in this very inspiring and motivational sports program.
Do you think that the revival or relaunching of the National Principal's Cup competition will produce young talents for various national teams and for the games you mentioned?
Yes, there's no doubt about that. If you look at the National Youth Games, which is meant for age 15, age 17 and below, you could see that Nigeria has started reaping bountifully many talents that are presently giving us medals at international youth programs. So the reintroduction and the revival of this principal's cup will no doubt enhance Nigeria's performances at international youth programs and in the nearest future enhance the podium success of the country at international even at the elite programs, because these are children that will mature into elite athletes programs.
Do you also think that this national principal's cup competition should be private sector driven? And what's your take on the use of former stars as brand ambassadors?
Yes, when you use former stars as brand ambassadors, they will serve as motivational tools for these younger ones. When they see people like Daniel Amokachi, Josu Joseph, Mary Oyali, Tajuddin Tisu, and many others like that, Tarila Okorowan, Kairi Wusu, when they've been hearing these names, they've not seen them before. So when they now see them as ambassadors for the principal's cup, it will motivate them to want to be like them, because these are our heroes. And they were also part of the principal's cup product in the late 70s, in the early 70s and early 80s. So it will definitely motivate these children to want to do sports and perform better. And also, like you said, whether we will get stars or whether we will definitely get stars. We've been having stars from them. We will continue to have stars. These children will grow to becoming prominent athletes in the future. So there's no case saying about that. We will definitely achieve this singular objective for this principal cup. About the private sector driven, definitely the government cannot do it alone, whether we like it or not. And that is why the new policy that is being put together by the Honorable Minister and his team, and all of us in the ministry, is to ensure that sports becomes an industry that it's supposed to be. If you look at sports the world over, it is billion-dollar projects all over the world. And Nigeria cannot be an exception. For how long are we going to be speaking to government all the time? Government alone cannot do it. Government has so many priorities. So we need the private sector to come into sports so that sports can now be self-sustaining and more profitable to the private sector, to the athletes, to the government and people of Nigeria.
That's Dr. Are Adamola, Director, Grassroots Sports Development in Nigeria's Ministry of Youth and Sports. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Abuja, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. I am Dr. Are Adamola, Director, Grassroots Sports Development, Federal Ministry of Youth and Sports, Nigeria. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contracting COVID-19. Thanks.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water, or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makoso kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Thanks, David. That's David Vandy, the host of the VOA's African Beat music show. On the basketball beat, the NBA Finals resume Tuesday night in Orlando, Florida. The Los Angeles Lakers lead the Miami Heat 2-1 in the best-of-seven championship series. Miami beat Los Angeles Sunday night. The Heat got an excellent all-around performance from Jimmy Butler, who had perhaps the best playoff game of his career. The AP's Dave Ferry reports.
Jimmy Butler recorded a triple-double of 40 points, 13 assists, and 11 rebounds while playing 45 minutes of the Heat's 115-104 triumph over the Lakers. He was 14 of 20 from the field in the third 40-point triple-double in finals history.
I could care less about a triple-double. we play this game to win. I'm glad my teammates got a lot of trust and faith in me to go out there and hoop like that. But like I always say, if you guarantee me a win, I could care less.
Tyler Herro and Kelly Olynyk each had 17 points for Miami, which got 13 from Duncan Robinson and 12 from Jay Crowder. LeBron James had 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists for the Lakers. Anthony Davis managed just 15 for Los Angeles while in foul trouble.
I picked up too early and come in and get the third. So it takes away the aggressiveness on both ends of the floor that I'm used to playing with. And you know, those guys like to take charges or whatever and, try to draw offensive fouls.
Game 4 is Tuesday. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. Meanwhile, the WNBA Finals, the championship series of the Women's National Basketball Association, are also taking place in Florida. And the Seattle Storm is on the verge of a fourth WNBA trophy. Seattle beat the Las Vegas Aces Sunday night, 104-91, and they now lead the best-of-five series 2-0. Seattle can win another title with a victory on Tuesday night. The Storm won the league title previously in 2004, 2010 and 2018. Brianna Stewart led Seattle on Sunday night with 22 points.
Hi, I'm Helen Maroulis, Olympic champion for Team USA, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Turning to tennis, two-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova of the Czech Republic reached the French Open quarterfinals for the first time in 8 years Monday, when she beat Chinese opponent Zhang Shuai 6-2 and 6-4. Zhang took a medical timeout while trailing 5-2 in the first set. During that time, Kvitova sat waiting, wrapped in a pink coat, to help her keep warm on a chilly day in Paris. Kvitova then did some leg exercises to keep warm. The 30-year-old Czech will next play the unseeded German Laura Siegemund, who beat Spain's Paula Badosa in straight sets 7-5 and 6-2. It marks the first time Siegemund has reached the quarterfinals of a major tournament. Sunday was a day of upsets at the French Open. Simona Halep, the top-seeded women's player, was beaten 6-1 and 6-2 by the 19-year-old Polish player Iga Swiatek. And then later in the day, another 19-year-old player, the Italian Jannik Sinner, beat U.S. Open finalist Alexander Zverev of Germany in 4 sets. The final score from Roland Garros, 6-3, 6-3, 4-6, and 6-3. Sinner is the first man to reach the quarterfinals in his debut at Roland Garros since Spanish star Rafael Nadal did so 15 years ago. Sinner will next play Nadal in the quarterfinals.
Hello, listeners. My name is Mutakwa Joel, goalkeeper, player of Chetume FC, and a member of the Ghana Cranes Sekafa Senior Challenge Cup Winners 2019. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Thank you, Joel. Finally, Samson Omale joins us now with more African sports news.
The Zimbabwe Rugby Union has completed interviews for vacant coaching positions, with all appointments set to be made before the end of this month. ZRU advertised all national team coaching positions except for the Sables technical staff headed by Brendan Dawson, which was beefed up and given a tag to qualify for the 2023 Rugby World Cup. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Hi, this is Tatiana McFadden, 17-time Paralympic medalist, 7-time gold medalist, 17-time marathon champion, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
And that wraps up the October 5th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo, and makossa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all.
And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC right after